Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. On the phone with me today, I speak with Kai Yi Ling, PhD, Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder at Shiok Meats Private Limited. Kai Yi, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Clarissa, for inviting Shiok Meats and me to the show.
It is absolutely our pleasure. And I have to be honest, I love crustaceans, but I'm allergic to them. So I'm really looking forward to seeing if this is an alternative for me. So start with explaining what the whole concept of cellular agriculture is.
Yeah, so Shiok Meats is a cellular agriculture company. So we use stem cells to grow the animal.
Okay.
Or the meats we eat. So instead of growing the entire thing with the heads and the legs and the shell, mm-hmm. we only grow the part we eat.
Okay.
So cellular agriculture, so you use the cells from the living animal mm-hmm. and agriculture like farming. So this is kind of like high-tech farming.
Okay. Now, this is all very new to me, the whole concept of cellular agriculture. Maybe you can explain to us how you came about it, you and your co-founders. Why did you choose cellular agriculture as an alternative to going to the market and buying fresh prawns, for example?
Yeah, so Sandhya and myself, we're the co-founders of Shiok Meats. We started it in August 2018, about 1.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're both stem cell scientists, biologists, and we were working in research labs for making 3D printed organs, stem cell therapy for patients to save lives. Mm-hmm. But that takes really long time. That's like 10, 20 years before you can even see it actually become a therapy to save people.
Right.
So Sandy came up with the idea with one of our early investors. What can she do as a full-time startup with her skills as a stem cell biologist?
Mm-hmm.
Since the cell therapy takes way too long, the other field is to use stem cells to make food.
Right.
So instead of growing human cells, we now grow things from shrimps, crabs, beef, pork, all sorts of meat we eat. So that's kind of how we came to it. And why we chose shrimp was we are based in Singapore and we wanted a more Asia-Pacific focus. Most of the other companies are found in the U.S. and it's all very Western culture. So for us, we felt like seafood is a huge thing for Asians. So we wanted to pick something that is very typically seafood that we see in Asian dishes. And shrimp is one of the most common ones. And then the most expensive seafood is usually surf and turf, it's lobster.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to pick the same family of animals. And so we picked shrimp. There are also a lot of other reasons with intensive farming. With all animals, there's a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And also fishing is not sustainable. The way we contaminate the oceans, the microplastics in there. I mean, that's probably why a lot of us are allergic to shellfish.
Right.
Because of what is in the waters there.
Actually, that is specifically the reason for my allergy, because I was able to eat. I grew up in East Malaysia. I could eat prawns and fish and what have you when I was a kid, but as I got older, and I suppose as the oceans got more contaminated, that's when mm-hmm. I started to develop the allergies.
Oh, no.
And when they tracked it back, it was from, you know, the mercury levels and the contaminants in the water rather than the crustaceans themselves.
Yep.
So somebody like me, once your product is ready and available on the market, would I be able to eat your Shiok meats, your Shiok prawns and your Shiok lobsters?
Yeah, definitely. You'll be like the best customer. Like, this is like the only
You have
way
no idea.
I know. I'm so excited. I can foresee like having you, Clarissa, have our Shiok shrimp when it's in the restaurants next year. I'm so excited about it. But basically, why our product will be something that you and others who have allergies to these contaminants can eat is with. This is the cleanest way we can produce any meat.
Mm-hmm.
The water we use will be filtered. There are no levels of these contaminants. We don't need to use any of the antibiotics, the growth hormones, which a lot of the intensive farms need to use,
mm-hmm.
and which are what is typically found in the market now. Yeah, so we're probably the cleanest way you can produce meats. And because this is such a new technology, all the tests, food safety testing, everything will be so highly regulated, and we want to be transparent and share with everyone how we make the food so everyone can know where their food comes from and know whether this is something they can eat or not.
Okay, well, I absolutely look forward to it. You said next year, did you?
Yes. Next year, we're looking to be in 1 to 2 high-end restaurants in Singapore. Yep.
We shall call it a date. All right. Maybe you need to explain to all of us the difference between cultivated meats and plant-based meats.
Yep. So most of you probably have seen and maybe even tried Impossible Meat, Beyond Meat. All of these are made from plants, so they're vegetables. But then they get mushed up, and then they're made to taste and feel like meat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really meat. They're meat substitutes.
Right.
So what we are, the cell-based meats, we use cells from the actual animal. So it's the real animal. The only difference is that it's being grown in the greenhouse now. It's not grown and incubated in the actual animal where we need to grow all the other parts we don't need. Now we're providing it with the right temperature, the right conditions, feed it with the right nutrients, and we only grow the part we eat. Therefore, also saving on a lot of food waste, which we don't need to eat the entire body of the animal.
Right. Okay. So you're saying no, the prawn doesn't have a head or legs. We're just getting straight to the meat.
Straight to the point. We no longer need to deshell the shrimp or later crab and lobster.
And I don't need a husband anymore. I'm kidding. All right. How does this work towards Singapore's 30 by 30 goal, do you think?
Yeah, so Singapore, we really are limited by the land and the ocean space around us. So we need to tap into technology and be creative about how we can produce our food. So there are many others working on like urban farming and things like that. For us, we make use of biotechnology. So when we are manufacturing in a factory, it will look like a brewery. But instead of brewing beer, we're now brewing shrimp meat or crab meat and lobster meat in these steel tanks, you see.
Okay, now I've spoken to fisheries, you know, commercial fisheries, etc. They still need quite a bit of space. What about the space requirements for what it is that you are doing?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of space, we can go vertical. So we can stack. Like, it can be a multi-story building, and we can have units every floor, and each floor will be producing. Whereas where it's in the farm, I know some of the farms in Singapore are looking to do vertical farming as well, but it's a lot harder to have live animals in tanks every floor compared to, you know, just cells floating in liquid.
Right.
In our kind of containers of sorts. The transport is a lot easier for us. Yeah, and I would say space, we look that space, water, energy use will be a lot less than
so
this height.
Through the value chain, it's a lot more sustainable, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what we're hoping to do. And at every step of our way, we're trying to make this as sustainable as possible.
Okay, so shrimp meats in any of your shrimp meat products are not in the market right now.
No, unfortunately, we're not in the market. And actually, none of the cellular agriculture companies are. So everyone is still in R&D mode right now. The first company only started about 5 years ago in Netherlands and US, but none of them are in the market yet. Hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years. But I think Singapore might be the first one in the whole world to have a product from cell-based.
Will it be possible, once you do roll out into the market with the couple of high-end restaurants that you want to target, is this something that someday we'll be able to see in every grocery store? Chiller box, maybe?
Yeah, that's the plan. So that's we want to start and get to the market as soon as possible. That's why we want to go to high-end restaurants, because that's the easiest for us to reach a price comparable. Mm-hmm. And then in 3 to 5 years, we foresee that we can get into grocery stores and all of us can get a pack of frozen shiok shrimp and you can bring it home and make your salted egg yolk shrimp, shrimp pad thai, whatever dish you like to make.
Okay, one of the things that is interesting is how much the prices of things like prawns and crab and lobsters fluctuate through the year. Closer to festives, mm-hmm. closer to wedding season, the prices of these things actually do go up and go up quite substantially. Would that be eliminated if you were able to put your cultivated shiok meats, prawns, crabs, lobsters, etc. on the market for us?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously the price right now is really high. When we did our showcase prototype last year, mm-hmm. each siomai we made or shrimp dumpling was $500.
Oh my goodness.
Next year when we... Yes, I know. That's why we can't sell it yet. That's one of the biggest challenges we have. Next right. year when we're at high-end restaurants, we're looking at $50. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as the company, we'll have to absorb some of the cost so it can be sold in the market.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, the fluctuation of the price of crustaceans is a lot due to how much the farm can produce
right.
and then the demand for it for different time points.
Right.
With cultivated meats, we're less vulnerable to the environment, to viruses, which is a huge thing now because, I mean, to the shrimp and lobsters as well, they have a lot of diseases that impact them because of the global warming that happens.
Sure.
So with the cell-based meats, when we do it in our tanks, we're not affected by that. So we have a consistent supply.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we don't see our prices fluctuating as much. And actually, as you point out, I think, you know, probably for the next 5 to 7 years, cell-based meats, cultivated meats will be more expensive
right.
than traditional meats, more like organic food prices.
Mm-hmm.
But as like fishing and these farms reach their limit to supply, their prices will go up. And ours are continuously going down.
Right.
So in 10, 20 years, I foresee our prices to be even cheaper than, you know, the limited ones you can fish from the ocean.
And how scalable will cultivated meats be in that 10, 20 years from now?
Mm-hmm. In 10 to 20 years, I would foresee that for shrimps, crabs, and lobster, we would probably be the bigger supplier compared to fishing and farms. So maybe like 70% comes from cell-based meats and then 30% still from the farms and traditional intensive farms and fishing.
All right. Well, this has been an interesting conversation for me. Certainly, as I started the interview with, I will end it the same way. I look forward to being able to try it because someone like me who's allergic to crustaceans, this may be the best thing that ever happened to me. So I am looking forward to that invitation. I can wait to hear.
We'll keep you updated. I mean, maybe we can even do a tasting on your show and you can share with the audience how good it is.
You know what? All things are possible when you offer me an alternative to deal with my allergies. We've been speaking to Kai Yi Ling, PhD, Chief Scientific Officer and co-founder at Shiok Meats Private Limited. Thank you so much for talking to us today. We look forward to an update on Shiok Meats Private Limited. This has been The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.